Friday, August 5th, 2022. We've got a hero workout today. And as I've said before, it's important to remember that every hero workout is, you know, there's a real person that lost their lives overseas. And JT is for a team guy, a Navy SEAL, that was killed. And this workout is done in his memory, in his honor. As a former SEAL myself, you know, workouts like this always kind of hit close to home. So if you're interested in learning more about JT or any individual that has a workout named after them, you know, just simply type their JT CrossFit Hero Workout into Google and you can read everything that you want about that as well. But again, real person behind this workout. And JT's a challenging workout. I love it because it gets so many people out of their comfort zone. There's so much intentional direct interference. You want to become strong at pressing in darn near any direction. JT's got you covered. It's also going to be our not for time option of the week because it is so challenging and there is so much intentional interference and most people have to take big chunks of rest. That's okay. If this is a wheelhouse workout for you, you can blow it out of the water. But if you can do JT, but it's just going to take a long time, that's great. Take big periods of rest, knock out some sets, and make today just a strength-building day for bodyweight pressing. There's a lot of value there. So JT is 2159 reps for time, or not, of handstand push-ups, ring dips, and push-ups. So 21 of each, 15 of each, 9 of each. Pressing, pressing, and more pressing. It is programmed as kipping handstand push-ups. We also have as a two-person team version. We got videos showing all of those movements as well. Certainly no need to do anything unbroken, that's for darn sure. Super fitness robot time, it's 9 minutes or less. I mean, there are some people who are amazing at this. More likely time, 16 minutes and 30 seconds or less. But you could easily take more than that because if you hit a true fatigue wall with JT, you're going to have to do some recovering before you can get back up there and do some more reps. The wild card option, which we did last time, was very popular. Oh, did I tell you the last time we did this? March 11th, 2022. You want to go back into the BTWB app and check your stats. Wild card option, 21.59. We basically took the handstand push-ups out of a push jerk. You pick the load. Ring dip, and a push-up. I've got a two-person team version of that. And if you're taking the push-jerk option with the wild card, I would not pick a loading that you can just blow through 21 unbroken. I would want to see you have to break up that set of 21 into, let's say, three sets for sure. I've got a video showing the push-jerk. Scaled option, 21.59 reps for time of a shoulder press, at 60%, that's 60, of your one rep max, bar dips, and push-ups. And even the bar dip, you could use a foot assist on the ground, put something under you to make it a leg assist so you can help with that upper body if you're not quite there yet with your bar dips. But that scale option would be a great way for a lot of people to do this as well because a strict shoulder press at 60% of your one rep max with bar dips, with push-ups, you're not going to be shortchanged. Two-person team version as well. Video showing all those different movements. Limited equipment option, precisely the same as the workout of the day, since no gear is needed. No equipment workout today. 21.59 reps for time, handstand push-up, V-up, and push-up. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. Pull-ups or chin-ups, your choice, strict. You can choose the grip, you know, palms facing you or away from you. You can do ring rows if needed. But 3 to 4 sets of 8 to 12 reps, breaking them up as needed. And the other part of the optional accessory work is an either or. You're going to pick one of these. Either some rotational gut work with a landmine twist, 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps, get a video there, or the planche progression. Very challenging, but don't be intimidated. Watch the video, find whatever step in that progression is appropriately challenging for you, and then just play around there for 5 to 10 minutes. And your midline will strengthen, I promise you that. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then the trap stretch with a lacrosse ball, pec stretch laying on your side, and chest and pecs, hands behind. Hope JT went well, hope you made an appropriate choice. It's a very challenging workout. Don't worry, the barbell is coming back tomorrow.